Hi, dictation for Lakia William, LAKYAWILLIAMS. Date of birth is 10/4/94. Date of service 11/16/2023. And date of service will be for follow-up visit. Date of birth is 10/4/94. Date of accident is 9/5/2023. Lakia William is here for a follow-up visit, and she reports that she's suffering from dizziness, which is at least one or two times a day, along with headaches, which are three times per week, that last for several hours, but without any nausea or vomiting. She also reports of some chest pain that is dull, although her ribs are okay, she can breathe well. And patient also reportedly lost all her medication that was provided to her on the last issue. Patient does report some pain in the right elbow near the ulnar nerve groove, as well as shooting pain to the and numbness tingling to all the five fingers. All of these symptoms are allegedly reported to occur after an automobile accident on 9/5/2023, where she was a restaurant driver and she was T-bone on the driver's side, leading to headaches and symptoms of PBI, which she reports as dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. She was initially evaluated at Beaumont Hospital, Troy, where X-rays of the shoulder, cervical spine, and right hand were done and were found negative for any finding. In addition, the patient has ongoing chest pain that are only dull to the left lower part of the ribs, and they do not seem to be fractured. Patient does have some pain in the lower back, which is affecting her left SI joint. He also reports some pain in the right shoulder to the tune of one or two, with the ability to lift the shoulder up to 180 degrees. Today she reports that her pain in the right shoulder is around 4, neck pain is around 4, and lower back pain, none pain, 0. She can lift her shoulder up to 160 degrees in forward flexion and the abduction. Pain is varying from 4 to 8, with the ADLs being affected 4. Patient reports no relief so far, although she is doing her physical therapy and chiropractic treatment and medications. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. Additional histories. Substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 113/68. Pulse is 62. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous readings of 10/23/2023. Dictation number is 1105-039. The plan is to continue physical therapy at two times per week, focusing neck, lower back, shoulders, and the right suprascapular nerve area, as well as right ulnar nerve area and the sacroiliac joints area, as well as the right knee area, which is complaining of pain. He remains off work house arrest replacement, transportation, and case management have been ordered for her. Medications are provided for her, naproxen 500 two times a day for anti-inflammatory effects and healing. Is also provided gabapentin 600 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for healing and pain relief. Antivert 25 mg every 8 hours, PRN 90 tablets for dizziness relief. Purisat 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 60 tablets for headaches are provided for headache relief. Her max and labs have been reviewed and are found to be reasonably acceptable and compliant. She was already ordered a neuropsych evaluation and treatment. The EMG and nerve conduction test was ordered for her right upper extremity. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.